American Fork High School. This is Frank Doherty. I'm your ensemble visual adjudicator for tonight's performance. So as you know, the word ensemble, or ensemble if you like, is French for together. So the object of my attention is the entire band together as a group. What do they contribute visually? What are they doing and how are they doing it compared to all the other bands? So we'll examine that on several layers. Because togetherness, of course, means togetherness in terms of time. Making things occur simultaneously. But also togetherness in terms of space. How do we control the space? What do we do with space? Are we consistent with the way we treat it? Do we have a recognizable technique for dealing with changes of space and relationships in space? Do we see that as a style? And to what degree? And again, compared to everyone else. Beyond that, also technique. How together are we in terms of technique? So I'm watching people go across, wind players cross in front of the battery percussion right now, taking a particular size stride. And my brain is saying, brain, are those strides all relatively equal or consistent in some way? Answer, yes. So there is that kind of detail. There is also, what is it that we are being asked to do? What is the demand? And does the skill level rise to achieving that, the demand, what the demand calls for? So there is that. Do we have a match? And part of the demand is, you know, what's in your repertoire? What's in your visual repertoire? How many things can you do well? I mean, everybody does lots of different things. Every band does things. Do you do your things? To what degree do we do our things with respect to the other bands? A little better? Not quite as well? All of these things are the considerations. And then down to some real nitty-gritty things, like, for example, do we have a look about us? Is there a posture? Is there an identifiable posture style for the American folk band, for example? Can I look at one person and see everybody? Or to put it another way, can I look at everybody and see one person? And how much weight do I give the fact that one person missed a step off just now? One person out of, I don't know how many, 200 or something. How important was that? And if I hadn't been looking right there, I'd never have seen it. How consistent are we with these lunges? Okay, we're gonna. How important is it that 10% of the people have their feet spread further than shoulder width apart? or hip width apart, depending on what it is you're going for there. Now, those little variations, those little tiny variations, those are the things that are going to add the additional 1/10, 2/10 that you're looking for when you go up against the finest bands in the country. Everybody does difficult shows. Everybody has physical spreads from the parking lot to the parking lot, and they play together. Right? Do you do it better or not as well? Okay, there's that lunge. Right? There's that ankle turn. There's that sequential. Lots of people do that. How well did you just do it compared to them? How consistent? And when we have to make those adjustments on the fly, like you're doing right now, to make those forms work because they didn't completely exactly line up, how quickly can you make that happen without anybody noticing? How subtly can you do it? Here's something else, and this is another little detail. The front group of keyboardists, the fact that they are sort of eurythmically engaged in what they do, that's part of your visual. And the degree to which they give the impression of togetherness, that counts. They're not just together with each other, together connected to the whole production. Uh-huh. There's more of that sort of, look at some of the things we do, that little hold step in the middle of the field with some of the wind players. That little extra piece of spice, that little bit, that little pinch of spice there. Now, nothing is easier to adjudicate than the spacing in a form like that, at least for the first few counts of it. Very consistent. Nicely done. Good, good, good. Okay, what are you going to leave us with? What's the last thing we're going to get to see? Is it going to be that sense of cohesion and togetherness? As I watch sequentials from the outside to the inside? Okay, last little piece, last little instant as the instruments, the horns come down. Define how they come down. And then hold that pose for another 2 seconds. The reason being, everyone's going to write down a number. And they're thinking of a number. I'm thinking of a number. My colleagues are thinking of a number. And the last thing that we see is the last imprint on our brain. And if that last thing is that perfectly aligned piece of choreography with that brilliant sound and that little one extra added pinch of bringing the horn down dramatically and together, and it stops, and you make me look at you. You don't say, oh good, the show's over, I can now go to the bus. Don't go there yet. Go to the bus 5 seconds from now. Okay? That's my advice. You know, that's what you're up against. That's the degree of intensity that you're up against when you go against all the big heavy hitter, heavy swingers in the World Series of Marching Band. It goes all the way down to that level. So, anyway, that's my advice, and that's my, you know, my 2 cents, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, I hope that's been helpful to you. Thoroughly enjoyed your band, as always, and I wish you the very best as you continue through the rest of the season. Good luck.